Hey guys, welcome back to the Joe Tosti Podcast, Sales and Marketing Training Made Easy. I'm your host, Joe Tosti, where I teach business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople the sales and marketing skills necessary to grow, scale, and close more business. Hey guys, tonight's topic is how to effectively network at conferences. Okay, so I was just in Las Vegas at a conference all week. And I picked up a ton of potential business. How did I do it, right? Everyone's asking, how did I do it? How did I network? How did I get out there and make that happen? Okay, so a couple tips to effectively network at conferences. We're going to start pre-conference, okay? So before we kick a conference off, we want to look at who's speaking, right? Do they fit into our target market? Because if the people who are speaking fit into our target market, what we need to do is we need to start emailing them beforehand. We want to invite them to coffee, lunch, whatever it is, because before we get to the conference, we know they're going to be getting hit up by a ton of people and at the conference. And so what we want to do is see if we can't, you know, a couple weeks out, try and start setting up meetings in order to stand out, in order to separate ourselves from all of the other people that are trying to grow relationships and network at these conferences. Okay, so number one, start a couple weeks beforehand, look them up on social media, send them an email. If you don't know their email, you probably need to join my program to learn how you can scrape people's emails off the internet, right? Or you can just actually go download my ebook for free. That'll show you how to do that. So step one, start a couple weeks before, okay? Figure out who you're targeting. Speakers are always listed. That's really great. Look at hashtags. Look at hashtags on LinkedIn. Look at hashtags on Twitter. Look at hashtags on Instagram. You can start to find people that you want to network with before you even get there. Now, let me give you a really great example of how I did this for the business I work at right now. So I work at a software company in addition to this business I'm starting right now, this sales training company. And I went to a business last March in San Diego to a conference last March in San Diego, and I actually ended up connecting with the Samsung business unit who was going to be there, and we started talking over Twitter. Next thing you know, I set up a video. I got interviewed there, right? So it turned out to be this video correspondent for Samsung, not actually someone from Samsung. She was really awesome. Her name is Natalie. And so I went there, got interviewed, and then actually that relationship still, I kept that relationship alive. And what was so awesome about that is she was at this conference this past week, and I got interviewed again. So that's two interviews, right? So when you're thinking about how you can effectively network, you need to be looking at social media as a very strong platform, you know, for Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that, how you can actually start to get out there and brand yourself and set up meetings long before you even get there. Because if you just show up to the conference to network, you're behind the eight ball. I'm telling you right now. So number one, start a couple weeks before, get your name out there, look at hashtags, send people emails, invite them to coffee, etc., etc. Okay. Tip number two to effectively networking at conferences, don't sell. If you love to sell, you need to go listen to my last podcast I just did, which is how not to sell. Okay, so you need to be asking people questions. You need to be clarifying. You need to be asking second and third questions to these prospects in order to actually engage them. So how you effectively network is you're not selling, you're learning, right? We talked about this in the last podcast, but I really love this. If you want to be effective at conferences, you need to start listening and asking questions and things like that. Okay, tip number three of how to effectively network at a conference. So there's going to be so many people there. You're going to have to be a little pushy. I'm just going to be honest. You have to be a little pushy. So what I mean by that is not pissing people off, but you are going to have to initiate the conversation if you really want to start to rapidly pick up new contacts. if there's booths, there's speakers, you're going to have to be the first one to make the approach. I know it's scary. I know you don't want to do it, but the more likely, the more that you are willing to put yourself out there, good things are going to start to happen, right? So when you put your hand out there and introduce yourself, when you start to talk about your business, it starts to open up opportunities. Again, you're not selling, but what you do, when you start asking people questions, naturally they're going to go, hey, Joe, what do you do? That then gives you an opportunity to network with them and let them know what you do, and you're not selling them, right? You're just educating them. And when you are educating people, they are more receptive to your information, and then you can say, hey, based on the conversation that we're having, I'd love to pick this up when it's not so crazy loud. Do you have a business card? And they may go, no, dude, who has a business card? You're like, I totally get it. Then hand them your phone, right? Handing them your phone's really great. Or, hey, are you on LinkedIn? Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. Cool, you just want to throw in your name right there, and then they'll pop it in, and, you know, or it's a notepad. Hey, just what's the best email to reach you at? Don't ask, do you have an email? Ask, what's the best email? Because, dude, everyone has an email. So why would you ask, do you have an email? You know everyone has an email. So just ask, what's the best email to get in touch with you at? Awesome. And then you may say, like, hey, what, you know, what's the best phone number to hit you up at? So you just need to start, like, strategically getting information and making sure that you just jot it down, because you're going to want to put that in your CRM, right? You're going to want to put that in your tool that's going to keep track of all of this information. Okay, I think that was tip number three. Tip number four of how to effectively network at conferences. Okay, so you just picked up the information, you have it. But how you effectively network is, number four is, you got to put it in the CRM, okay? So you have to put it in your customer relationship management system, okay? You have to put it in the CRM, because part of being really effective at these conferences is tracking all these little details that are going to come up after the conference that are going to help really build that relationship, right? Because they're talking to 1,000 people. Everyone's busy. People have dinners, coffees. They're getting hit up constantly. So if you can jot down a couple pieces of information, you can then relate to them on a follow-up call after the conference, right? It's going to show them that you care, that you empathize with them, okay? Tip number five for how to effectively network at a conference, okay? Tip number five, bring a second pair of shoes, okay? So you may be thinking, wait a second, how do I effectively network with the second pair of shoes? Well, wearing dress shoes all day can make it really, really painful. So take my word for it. So I would bring two pairs of shoes. I'd bring like my marathon running shoes, right? So you may be thinking, how do I network with people? What does that do with shoes? Well, that's everything, because people quit. It's too easy to quit networking. So if you want to effectively network with as many people as possible, you got to start be thinking about like bringing Band-Aids, you have your shoes. You just have to be, I know this sounds like really cute, but you just really need to start to think about when you're on a 4 or 5 day event, it's going to be really, really hard, right? It's going to be really, really hard to be effective talking to all your prospects with your feet hurting and things like that, okay? So tip number six of how to effectively network at conferences. Okay, ask people to coffees and dinners while you're there, right? If you can get in front of people while you're there, this is gold, gold, gold. You need to get in front of people, as many people as you can, and not just getting their business card, but trying to build the relationship and seeing if they're a fit for your business, but not selling them, just learning from them, okay? So last tip, number seven of how to effectively network at conferences, email them the same night. Okay, they will forget about you. I need you to go and email them that very night. I have learned that this is a highly effective tool. If you get their business card and you wait 2 weeks, they're going to forget about you. So what I need you to do is I need you to put all that information in the CRM. And then what I need you to do is go email them immediately that night. So if it may be 12 o'clock. This was me. It's 12 o'clock and I want to sleep, but I'm still up. I'm emailing people because the next day people are saying, Joe, I want to meet. Joe, let's set up the meeting. Joe, February sounds really great, right? I'm filling my pipeline because I'm willing to put in the work that nobody else is. So because I was willing to step it, you know, past my fear, step in, you know, put my hand out there and introduce myself, get their business card, put them in the CRM, shake their hands, all that fun stuff, email them. I now have a meeting on my calendar that will lead to potential business. So I need you guys to think about that. You know, how to effectively network at conferences. It is all about stepping into your fear or stepping through it and following these seven tips, okay? Follow these seven tips and you will be drastically better at how you network at conferences.